A program meant to get more women to undergo mammograms in public housing projects in Syracuse is growing. That story from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
A program called She Matters has spent the last year encouraging women over the age of 40 to get the breast cancer detecting tests at Pioneer Homes in downtown Syracuse. Since then, 88 women have gotten the tests. One woman was diagnosed with breast cancer and is receiving treatment. Martha Chavez Bonner is one of the residential health leaders who has personally invited women to take the test, finding many are often just misinformed.
Because there's a fear that it hurts, that it's painful, and once they get it done, they should see that it's not a painful thing to do. And then we're getting older women that never, thought that they had to go back and get this done.
The success at Pioneer Homes has led to a Susan G. Komen grant that will allow the Resident Health Advocacy Program to expand to underserved women in the Almus Oliver Towers and Toomey Abbott Towers in Syracuse. And men aren't left out. Lawrence Diamond Walls tells men about the incidence of breast cancer in males, and he says the trust created through this program ultimately spreads the message about taking care of your health.
We don't always get a pat on the back, and we don't always know that the person we're speaking to isn't talking to somebody in the rear, but as long as we're out there putting it out, reach one, teach one.
This kind of initiative is especially important for this community because the mortality rate for breast cancer is 41% higher for African American women than it is for Caucasians. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.